This is New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia, the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians.
Ride our dreams down Future Road.
Hello, I'm Vaughan Bennison. Welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. One of the things that's become very important to people, especially over 65 in the last year or so, is my aged care. And we're going to do a feature series of my aged care over the coming weeks. Today, we get it all started by talking to one of our Blind Citizens Australia board members, Lynn Davis. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vaughan.
Why don't you start by telling us a bit about yourself?
Okay, all right. I have been on the board of BCA since the annual general meeting, but I'm not entirely new to the board. I had a previous stint in the 1990s and early 2000s, and I'm coming back to it after quite a lengthy absence. I have retinitis pigmentosa, so since my 20s, gradually my sight has deteriorated. But in the last couple of years, I've lost the last of my remaining sight.
So tell us about your current involvement with the board and the portfolio that you've taken on. It sounds like a big one.
The portfolio area is the National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, and my aged care. So the Productivity Commission reported in 2011, and it recommended the establishment of what they called a National Disability Insurance Scheme. People aged 65 and over with a disability be looked after, for want of a better term, by the aged care system.
Can you just give us an overview of exactly what My Aged Care is and what it means for people who are blind and vision impaired?
I wish. It's very difficult, actually. Part of the reason is that information about what My Aged Care means for people with disability is very hard to come by. So most people know about the NDIS now. It's got a high level of public awareness, and amongst people with disabilities themselves, I think a high level of interest and enthusiasm on the whole. And as of a few months from now, at least in some states, it will be rolled out. My aged care is a somewhat different story. It's been much less in central focus, at least as far as people with disability are concerned. It seems to have been created by bringing together under one umbrella a whole lot of existing aged care service programs. The Productivity Commission seemed in its report to more or less assume that disability was an inevitable feature of the ageing process, but it didn't really seem to address the other question of people who are ageing with disability. People who are aged under 65, if they apply to enter the NDIS scheme, will then be covered by that scheme for the remainder of their lives. If your disability doesn't develop or isn't diagnosed until after the age of 65, you won't be eligible for the NDIS. You will have to register to become part of the My Aged Care Scheme. And then there are a whole category of people who have already reached the magic number of 65 prior to the rollout of the NDIS. And we're in a bit of a no man's land, really, because we already have a disability that was diagnosed under the age of 65. But because the scheme isn't actually being introduced while we are younger than 65, we never will be eligible for the NDIS. And probably it's that group of people in particular who've become very aware of the my aged care arrangements and have a lot of concerns and anxieties, I think, around what that might mean for them and what it might mean in an ongoing sense for older people with disabilities. The introduction of these two schemes has quite significantly changed the nature of funding for the service provider organisations. They will no longer, it seems, receive what's called block funding, where they're allocated an amount of funding to provide services of a particular kind or for a particular group of people. The emphasis in funding from government has turned to individual case-based funding. So a person with a disability will apply to, well, in this case, my aged care, and they'll go through a process of registration and assessment and so on. And on the basis of that, they'll then be allocated a funding package. The amount will vary because my aged care, unlike the NDIS, will be means tested, and that amount of money is set aside for you to purchase services under the My Aged Care program. Now, those services cover a range of things which previously would have been included under the heading of aged care services, under home and community care programs and so on. So there could be things like home maintenance, home cleaning and gardening services in the ageing area. When we talk about specifically disability support services, it's not so easy for us to understand exactly what that's going to mean, because there doesn't yet seem to be a lot of publicly available information. Not that it's hidden, it just isn't all there right now. So people are, I think, quite confused and anxious about what this could mean for them. And there'll be many people, I think particularly in the age group that's just above 65, who really only have a need for disability-related services. They don't yet have much of a need for age-related services. Apparently, the demand for age-related services goes up dramatically around about age 85. But between 65 and 85, you know, there's 20 years there where many people may be in quite normal health and fitness. The only difference for them is that the way they receive their disability support services will change. But one of the clear things that is making people feel quite anxious is that the My Aged Care system includes what are called co-payments. So even though you may have registered with the system and received a package of funding to cover your services, you will also be required to make a contribution from your own personal finance to the services you receive. And in this way, it's certainly different from the NDIS, where there is no requirement for co-payments.
Has the government given any reason that you understand for this?
My reading of the situation is that co-payment has, for a long time, been an aspect of aged care services. Not everyone receiving aged care services has had to make a co-payment, but it has been an aspect of that system. And recently, over the last year or so, there have been what are called reforms to aged care services as they've been drawn together like this. But it does apply to disability services under the My Aged Care arrangements. And this is certainly a departure from previous history. In the blindness sector, at least, it's been a system of no payment, that services have been delivered free of charge.
Do you have any idea when the these reforms will come completely into effect, or have they already done so?
It's hard to know. There are, as I said, some people who are already registered with My Aged Care and who are receiving their services, their blindness services, that way from service provider organisations in our sector. It's actually very difficult to get information about what it means, how it operates, and what effect it will have for you. And even people to whom I've spoken who are participants in the scheme already are not entirely certain about what they will and won't have to pay for, what the charges are which are being applied, and they also have some concerns about the administration charges which are being applied by the service agency which is providing the services. So it seems to be a situation at the moment where not a lot of information is available, but there's enough information to make people want to know a lot more and to feel quite anxious, because it's hard to find out anything very specific.
It sounds like it's a very scary time for quite a number of people in our community. And in the coming weeks, we'll be talking to a couple of people who are involved in the My Aged Care system. Who has the task of actually rolling out information about this?
Well, it's twofold, really. There is a My Aged Care portal, which people are referred to. Problem is, of course, it's all online, and we're talking about an age group which is not necessarily very well connected to this way of obtaining information. There are two different bodies that we're interested in here. One is the Commonwealth Government, which is making the policy, and the other is the service provider organisations in our sector who are implementing the policy with relation to people who are blind or vision impaired. We need to focus on what each of those parties are doing, and also keep in mind that there is a federal election later this year, and it's a very good opportunity to speak to politicians about our concerns and the effects on our lives.
Lynn Davis, thank you very much for joining us on New Horizons this week.
Thank you, Vaughan. I'm sure we'll talk again about these issues at some time, but I appreciate the opportunity to begin the conversation.
Lynn Davis there, who holds the portfolio on the BCA board for the NDIS and My Aged Care programs. Just before we finish up this week, it's important to let you know that the latest edition of Soundabout has been released as of last week. If you're a BCA member and you'd like to hear the regular BCA magazine, have a look on the website and you can download it from there. If you don't want to download it and you'd like a hard copy, get in touch with the office and they'll be able to sort that out for you. If you're not a BCA member, you can still download the magazine from the website and find out what's happening in the blindness sector across Australia. My name is Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company this week. Join me next week at the same time for another edition of New Horizons. To contact Blind Citizens Australia about this program or any other issue, call 1800 033 660. That's 1800 033 660. Or email bca@bca.org.au. This program is also available on the website at bca.org.au.